Chapter 1. The rest of that day is today. 1. Sakata Azusagawa had been worried all morning. The reason for this was a letter that had arrived in his mailbox the day before. The letter was from Shoko. For a long time, that name had brought back painful memories, but lately, it had taken on other meanings. Now, when he heard the name, two people came to mind. Or rather, the original had been joined by a second. This new Shoko Makinahara was a first-year junior high school student he'd met about 3 months ago. She was a sweet-natured, earnest, adorable little girl. The other was a high school girl who existed only in his memories. He'd met that Shoko Makinahara when he was in his third year of junior high. 2 years had passed since they last spoke on the beach at Chichirigahama, and he'd been unable to locate her again. If she had continued with her education as expected, she'd be a college freshman now. Something about the tone of this letter sounded more like the latter, older Shoko. He'd called the younger one's cell phone the day before, just to be sure, but it had gone to her voicemail. Rather than ask about the letter there, he'd left a message saying he'd call back, and hung up. There was still no word from her, so the letter remained a mystery, and his mind was still going in circles. The best way to clear this all up was to follow the instructions. Go to the beach at Chichirigahama and see which Shoko was there. Talking to Shoko directly would at least get him somewhere. He'd reached that conclusion the night before. The problem was what came next. If the letter was from the Shoko he'd met 2 years ago, that meant it was from his first love. Should he really just show up to meet her? After all, he was dating someone else now. He felt like he should talk to his girlfriend first, but maybe it wouldn't make a difference. No matter how he framed it, he was in a relationship and would be going to see his first love again. He sighed, unable to find a way out of this thought loop. Ow! A sharp pain shot through his foot. He looked down. A leg clad in black tights was extended in his direction, perfectly positioned to drive the heel of a shoe into his foot. A slim, beautiful leg. He drank in the sight of it for a moment before following it upward to the lovely face of the girl it belonged to.
"What's wrong?"
she asked, smiling at him. Mai was leaning against the doors of the train. Mai Sakurajima. She was a year older than Sakata, a third-year student, an actress famous nationwide. She was also his girlfriend. She was unusually tall, with jet-black hair that had never once been dyed, intelligent eyes, everything about her was mature, lending her a composure beyond her years. Her standing here in the doorway, with a view of the sea visible through the windows behind her, that alone was a work of art. She had the kind of beauty other girls aspired to. The news last night had reported the results of a poll on who high school girls most want to look like, and Mai had won by a landslide. Why was someone that popular stepping on his foot with a pleasant smile? Mai, what am I being punished for?
You're with me, but acting all out of it.
That's just how I see most of the time.
Then what was I talking about?
He seemed pretty sure he wouldn't know. We're on a Type 10 train today? There were several kinds of trains running on the Inoden line between Fujisawa Station and Kamakura Station. The Type 10 was a distinctively old-fashioned, fancy-looking car, kind of like the Orient Express. It had an iconic dark blue base with a white stripe running around the windows. The interiors featured striking woodwork, giving it a touch of class and elegance.
Nobody was talking about trains.
Her tone didn't change, but her gaze turned frosty. Then...
Joking isn't going to let you wriggle out of this one,
she said, rounding on him. Sorry, he said, unsure what other options he had left. His ears stung. She gave him a look that was half pity, half aggravation.
I was thanking you for yesterday.